Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, September 14th edition. Hope you guys had a great Wednesday. Took the chance in Oakland. It didn't work. That's how you win GPPs, though. If that goes off super low and Brown was super chalky, that's the way the breaks go. So be it. Hopefully you guys had some fun. Maybe you didn't listen to me. I went somewhere else. It's all good. I put my money where my mouth is. So it is what it is. We have a fun Thursday on tap. There's three games early if you're interested in that, but we have five games starting at 7:07 Eastern. I'll get you covered there. I'm on Twitter at BDEntrick, and I'll be in the Game to the Edge Fantasy Discord with the cheat sheet as usual. So let's check out the totals for the evening slate. Rangers, Blue Jays, 8. Rays, Orioles, 8.5. Twins, White Sox, 9.5. Giants, Rockies, 10.5. There's only one total we're waiting on, and that would be the Yankees, Red Sox, because that's game two of their doubleheader. Slight chances of rain in Colorado, but I think we'll be okay there. We'll have to wait and see on that one. Pitching, Kevin Gausman, $11,000 at home against Texas. Texas put up a 10 spot on Wednesday against Kikuchi. Gossman's coming off of 8 solid innings with 1 run, 10 Ks against Kansas City. Got hit around just a bit in Colorado, but then dealt against Washington, dealt against Baltimore. He's battling Garrett Cole for the Cy Young Award right now. If you look at Texas over the last month versus right-handed pitching, near 24% K rate, 245 average, 186. On a small slate like this, Gossman's 100% in play, but you might not have to pay that much, and you might be able to get some bats because we have a couple other really solid options on this slate, and I'm willing to go up against each other. Kyle Bradish, $9,400 at home against the Tampa Bay Rays. Bradish, near 3 ERA, career season, put up over 20 points in 4 straight games, technically 19.9 in 5 straight games. He's coming off of 6 innings. He's allowed 2 runs or less in 5 straight games, and he has 6 or more Ks in all. He's getting strikeouts. He's limiting the damage. He's putting together quality starts. He has been a beast. Now he gets a Tampa Bay Rays lineup that's got a depleted lineup. Like, if you saw what they put on the field on Wednesday, and yes, they scored some runs. Not good to deny that. That's what the Rays do. They're peskier than hell. But you look at that lineup, and it is not the same Rays lineup of old. Given over the last month, they're striking out 25% of the time versus righties, hitting 272 with a 179 ISO. But that lineup is murky right now, and I'll take my chances with Kyle Bradish at $9,400. And I got no problem putting him up against Aaron Civale at $9,000. If you need to pay up for two pitchers, which you might need to on the slate, I'm in. Civale got hit around by Seattle's last time out. That's fair. Seattle's on an absolute roll. You heard of Julio Rodriguez? Pretty good at baseball. Prior to that, though, 27, 17, 20, 24. He has been great since joining the Tampa Bay Rays. Civale's made a pitch mix change. He's going at least 5 innings. It's 3 runs or less. He had 12 Ks against Boston. He had 9 Ks against Colorado. He's had at least 5 Ks in 4 straight before that Seattle outing. I like it a lot. He is going up against Baltimore, though. 19% K rate versus righties, 296 average, 172 ISO. I told you this slate, 5-game slate, there's 10 starting pitchers, and you got some really good offenses on this slate. So I like Bradish a lot at 94. I like Civale a lot at 9,000. Obviously, Gossman's in play. The only other guys I'm looking at here, if you want to take some chances, Logan Webb, $8,800 at the Colorado Rockies. This is a fun one. Webb's coming off 6 innings, no runs, 4 Ks at home versus Colorado. The strikeouts have been down for Webb. That's the only conundrum here. He's going to be super efficient in Colorado, which is not always ideal. Like, he was in Wrigley, 6 2/3, 3 runs, 4 Ks, only got you 13.4. Then again, it's a small slate. 15 points could be great, could be really good, especially if he's low-owned facing the Rockies. Rockies are not the same team. Yes, they put up 7 runs on Wednesday. Congratulations. They haven't done that very often this year. And over the last month, the Rockies, 26.4% K rate versus righties, 247 average, 162 ISO. I don't mind Logan Webb at all in Coors Field. I think it's a solid look if you need to go there. Other than that, I'm going to mention his name again, Clark Schmidt, $7,100 against Boston. Last two times I mentioned him, Monday and Wednesday, both games got rained out. Well, here we go again. Third time's the charm, they say. So Clark Schmidt, the quality start machine at 71, is in play. So if you want to go Gossman, you can. I really like Bradish. I like him a lot. Savali's in play too. I prefer Bradish over Savali big time. Love Logan Webb, and I like Clark Schmidt. So if you want to like Bradish Webb, Bradish Schmidt, that'd be where I'd look. If you want to save some money, go Webb Schmidt. You could do that as well. But that's kind of where I'm planting my flags when it comes to pitching, because there's a lot of offense, a lot of really good offense on the slate, and it's not just in Coors Field.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy, because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post, so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. to sign up for your trial today.
Speaking of offense on this slate, I'll start at the catcher's position for you here. You got Mitch Garver versus Gosman. Probably pass on that one. But you can go down cheaper here. Blake Sable, $3,800 versus Chase Anderson. Sable's been very effective catching in the outfield. Patrick Bailey's back, though, so make sure Sable's in the lineup. But he picked up a stolen base. He didn't even get the start on Wednesday. Came in, stole a bag, 5 points. He had back-to-back double-digit points, 16 and 12. Before that, so Sable at 38 in Coors Field could be a dude to look at. A couple others, though, Ryan Jeffers is $3,600 because the Minnesota Twins are a great stack because they're facing Jose Urania is coming back with the White Sox here. So Jeffers at 36 is totally in play. Gotta love Toronto going up against Texas and Eovaldi. Eovaldi's first start back off the IL. The velocity was horrible. He's getting shelled. Toronto's back in action. Kirk at 32 is worth a look. Patrick Bailey returned from the IL on Wednesday. He made the start, and I know he got at least he got one for four with two runs scored, a walk. He had put up 9 points. He's only 31 in Coors Field. That's a great play for Patrick Bailey. Probably a chalky play for Patrick Bailey. I like the Yankees going up against the lefty Chris Murphy of Boston, and probably a bullpen game. So Kyle Higashioka at 3K is also in play for you. So you have a few different ways to go on this one. I love that price tag on Bailey at $3,100. And if you want to pay up for a few others, you can. But really good options there in the low threes into the twos at catcher. First base now, if you want to target Eovaldi big time, Vladito's 51. That's fine. We got like Wilmer Flores up to $4,900 in Coors. That's still a fine tag. If you're not using Clark Schmidt, Tristan Casas is 44. That's okay if you want to go there. Some other ones, though. Lamont Wade Jr., $4,100 versus Chase Anderson. He's worth a look. Ryan O'Hearn. Not going there, but DJ LeMahieu, 37 versus Murphy. If you're not using Webb, Elias Montero's riding a 7-game hitting streak for the Rockies. He went deep on Wednesday. Montero's $3,500. You got Vaughn versus Maeda at 34. Twins will be cheap, some of them. And you get Alex Kirilloff at $3,100. He returned from the IL a few games back. That's a nice price tag versus Jose Urania. He hasn't really popped off since returning from the IL, but you know, at $3,100, definitely an angle to go to at first base. Second base for you on this slate, you got Davis Schneider at 53 versus Eovaldi after the goose egg on Wednesday. Thairo Estrada at 5K is a very good look as well. Gleyber Torres versus Murphy at 45. I might like him more than Estrada and Schneider. Estrada is still very strong with the Coors Field effect, but Gleyber versus Lefty Murphy at 45 is pretty darn strong. Jorge Polanco returned from the IL on Wednesday, was back hitting cleanup for the Twins. He's 44 versus Urania. Edward Julian probably leading off for Minnesota. He's 39. I prefer Polanco. Both are worth a look, though, if depending on how much money you have. But definitely, if you can get Polanco over Julian, that's where I'd lean. Other than that, at second base, for now, I'm pretty much paying up at the position. Third base, you got Devers at 56. Ryan McMahon, he went deep on Wednesday. He's 5K. But Royce Lewis at 49 is outstanding. Big fan of that. JD Davis, $4,200, hit over 300 over his last 16 games, three home runs. He went deep again on Wednesday. So JD at 42 might be too cheap considering how we saw Wilmer's 49, Thairo's 5K. JD Davis at 42 deserves a little more respect on his name in that one. So that's a great price tag there. If you don't pay 49 for Royce Lewis, JD Davis at 42 is a big boy one to look at. And other than that, not too much. It's five game slate, so you're going to have to pick some battles and not sure I want to pick him at those two positions. Shortstop, Corey Seager, even against Gospin, but at $6,600, I'll play Seager pretty much against anybody, but I'm not sure I can afford him on this slate. But you can go cheaper. If Brandon Crawford's in the lineup, he's 39 versus Chase Anderson. It's a bit pricey for Crawford, but, you know, Chase Anderson, Coors Field, you got that going for you. Other than that, though, check your lineups and look for some value plays because there's not a lot initially that stands out at shortstop, like Ezekiel Tovar's 45, Bo Bichette at 54 is good, but he's, again, expensive. So you might be forced to pay up at shortstop, is what I'm trying to say. Outfield, you got Judge at 63 versus Murphy, which is great. You got Nolan Jones at 49. He hit a bomb on Wednesday. Love me some Nolan Jones, of course. Cheaper plays, though, like George Springer at 48 is definitely in play. Chris Bryant's been really hot since coming back. He's 48. Jock Jams and Coors at 48 I like a lot. Some other ones to look at, though. You will get a few cheap Giants, so that'll be fun. We'll get to them shortly. A few other ones, though. Giancarlo Stanton at 44 is a really good tournament play versus the Lefty Murphy. Here's some cheapies for you. Mike Yastrzemski at 44. He's been leading off the last few times versus right-handed pitching. Love Yastrzemski at 44. Mitch Haniger at 43, swinging it pretty well since returning. So both of those guys, pretty darn good, low 4K price tags. Even cheaper, though, I like Max Kepler a ton at 4,000 versus Urania. So outfield, I'll probably be looking to save a few shekels on this slate. Yeah, Blake Sable at 38. I prefer Yastrzemski and Haniger and Kepler in those ranges if I have to. Going down even cheaper, though, low threes and into the twos. Matt Wallner at 33 is a great tournament player versus Urania. We talked about him a ton. He went deep on Wednesday. That's what he can provide for tournament value. Below 3K now. Again, there will be tons of guys available, but we'll just have to kind of wait and see what comes out with lineups. But one of my dudes, Esteban Florial, probably leading. Well, it's lefty-lefty. He might not lead off in that one. But see if Florial's in the lineup. He's $2,100 for New York. That's a good one. Kierstead got promoted by Baltimore. Big-time hitting prospect in AAA for them. He's 2K versus Aaron Civale. If you want to punt that one as well, he is an option for you. But other than that, just check your lineups. There might be some more call-ups for you now because it's late September and craziness is happening. Recapping the pitching, if you want to go Gossman, sure, I'll save money. Kyle Bradish is my top payup spot at 94. Don't mind Savali at 9,000. Logan Webb's 100% in play at 88, and then Clark Schmidt at 71. If I'm making one lineup right now, which I've been doing a lot of lately, it's going to be Bradish and Webb. That's where I'm looking on this one. And then I'm going to stack them up. I want to stack it up with Minnesota and the Giants. That's where I'm going. The Rockies would be third if you're not using Webb. Obviously, I'm using Webb. The Yankees versus Boston is very, very much in play as well. And then you got like Toronto versus Eovaldi. That's another sneaky one because people like Eovaldi. And everyone's going to be focused on Minnesota and SF. So if you want to be different, Yankees and Toronto is the way you want to go. So again, 10 games, lots of ways to target bats, handful of pitchers to like. It'll be a good slate. It'll be a really, really good slate. Higabino, sorry, he's in the chat right now. And I usually will get to questions if you have them at the end of the show. So here you go. He said, thanks for your help. Thoughts on a single entry stack on DK. So I've been primarily playing single entries, occasionally play a 3-max. Right now I'm looking at Webb and Bradish stacked up with Giants and Twins, and you get the Twins value with like a Wallner, a Kepler. Look at the Giants value with Bailey and Yastrzemski and maybe Haniger. And then piece things around there. I'd love to be able to get Royce Lewis in that lineup. I really, really would love to get Royce Lewis in that lineup. You also have to wait and see when lineups come out, because you're going to have to find some discounts at the other positions that there weren't a ton. Like shortstop didn't have a ton, second base didn't have a ton, and neither did first base. So if you're playing Bailey, that's a value. Your outfielders are a value. That's where you might have to put a Kierstedt in there just to take the 2K hit, and hopefully you can do a little damage versus Volley and see where it goes. But right now, for your single entry, I'm looking at Bradish, Webb, focusing on Minnesota and the Giants, looking at lineups for some potential value to make that work. That's kind of where I'm at. It is Wednesday evening. It's almost 11 p.m. my time. So we'll see how things change and lineups come out. And that's why I put the cheat sheet together over at Game of the Edge Fantasy. Majority of the day, as long as real work doesn't get in the way, you get a cheat sheet Monday through Friday. So hope you guys have a good one. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to preview a full-fledged Friday of action. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, September 14th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.